Discourse number 24, December 22, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou infinite all-loving presence, we feel thy peace, thy love, and thy wisdom pervading all everywhere. Knowing there is but the one mighty presence of which we are a part, we know thou art omnipresent, pouring thyself forth, filling every need on demand, lifting the consciousness of mankind unto thee, and holding it anchored there, until the light of eternal life fills all beings with its radiance, carrying them forward with that inner impulse to eternal permanent recognition of the great I Am. I bring you greetings from the great ascended host, and especially from Nada, Sha'ara, Chan, and Diana, Goddess of Fire. The Discourse. As the consciousness of the students is raised into the activity of the higher or fire element, everything in their beings begins to act with an intensity that many times they do not understand. And as they begin to work more from the fire element standpoint, the more necessary it is to keep up the guard. The training which we are endeavoring to give forth to bless, protect, and enlighten the students is to train oneself to be on guard at all times. And while all should understand and with every effort use the I Am presence to maintain self-control, yet, if something happens unexpectedly, to stand serene in spite of it. Use the statement frequently, I am the presence on guard. If something unexpected happens, just say, we will dismiss this, and go on in that joyous happiness. Try not to have any feeling, but to know I am the mighty presence governing everyone's activity. Whenever there is a center of light of the intensity of this focus, there's always the disturbing element that would seek to enter through someone. If you are working about the house, keep using I am proof against any sudden disturbance. This sets up a certain armor that will keep the atmosphere harmonized. Use often I am the presence which nothing can disturb. Always hold yourselves in a joyous, calm attitude, regardless of anything that takes place. For one you wish to help, say, here, pal, through the I Am presence, we give you the strength to control that. The very marvelous manner and radiation of your two classes this week was the most remarkable thing I have ever seen in classes of students. The great love and harmony within the hearts of these students, maintained a sufficient length of time, makes almost anything possible. It is a rare thing. Here are three classes in which the same love and harmony is maintained. Do you feel the great wave of peace and joy that came like a breath of a spring morning? I will explain, so you may see how far-reaching is that wonderful loving care. The great master whom Jesus contacted, and who enabled him to gain the victory, is the same one who was my teacher. And it was his radiation which came just now. He wishes me to tell you that as you pass along the pathway of light, you will find the easiest way to overcome disturbance is to turn away from a thing and forget it. You may have this master's name later. To wrong activities, say, that is not correct, and then quickly pass it off. This avoids a disturbance which builds. As we reach into the light, we are one great family. Knowing that there is but the one great I Am presence everywhere, you being the individualization of that, there can only be the one great family, children of the one God. In the very first place, let this be understood. If a worthy individual is critical, say with very definite certainty, there is no one who wishes to intrude this upon your free will. We do not mind sincere questioning, but we do not tolerate criticism nor argument. The messenger must refuse acceptance to the discordant things by pouring out the love element, so the discord may be consumed. The messenger must be fortified, or else the work is left half undone. No class or work of the messenger can be sustained if the messenger allows argument or discordant feeling to generate. It is very difficult for the average individual to understand that the quickest way to stop any kind of disturbance is to stop discussing it. The thing in your own aura is the only thing that needs attention. The thing recorded in your atmosphere can only come through your feeling. The spoken word, unless there is a sense of condemnation or anger back of it, will not record in harmony on your inner atmosphere. Of the two undesirable conditions, it is far better that one explode and get a thing off his mind than to hold the feeling within of resentment or of being hurt, for that is what registers on your inner atmosphere. From my standpoint, I see what is registering in your feelings, and therefore on the inner atmosphere. You know how a carbuncle forms? Well, let me tell you that in your mental world exactly the same thing takes place as the physical carbuncle expresses on the physical body. It is most important to do something to keep yourselves from harboring a feeling against persons, places, things, or conditions, for these build and record on the inner atmosphere. If the desire comes, I wish so-and-so would do this or that, check it immediately and say, there is only God in action there. When a feeling is registered in your atmosphere, it is anchored there until you dissolve or consume it. It is always the feeling that makes the inner record. There is no use consuming a thing if you do not break the habit of generating the cause. One can easily conquer this by saying, I am in command here. Do not let your feelings run rampant. Many times individuals are brought together for the sole purpose of compelling them to correct these subtle activities, which most people pay no attention to whatsoever. This is a matter of stilling the outer in order that the truth may be received. This is so vital in the individual's self-correction. As you rise in consciousness, the energy is waiting like an avalanche for expression. And if the energy is not controlled, it will rush in and cause you to do things that you would not have done for the world. Whatever energy is given into your use is to be sent out harmoniously. That is the natural law of your being. If one does not understand that he is to govern the energy flowing through him, and he contacts a discordant element, the energy flowing through becomes qualified by that discord, and he should immediately either check it or re-qualify it with love. In my experience, if I met a discordant element, I simply said, here, I shut my door. You stay out. The universal energy flowing through you is naturally harmonious. Shut your door and then figure out who's the matter. People resist persons, places, conditions, and things because they have not mastered themselves. The students must maintain this self-governed harmony within themselves long enough to let the momentum be created which becomes the permanent God. If one will maintain harmony within himself, I tell you he will draw all good things unto him. The unfailing prompter is that the moment one expresses some kind of discord, he is to realize that he is the one to blame. There needs to be no written thing to warn anyone. The moment there is something discordant, it is the prompter warning you to get busy on yourself. Each individual is his own guard and prompter at all times. There is only one power in the world that can correct anything, and that is the I Am Presence in each one. If you refuse to recognize that you are the creators of your own disturbance, how can you ever correct it or be free from it? There is no person, place, condition, or thing that warrants your ever being disturbed, with the ever-present I Am Presence beating your hearts each moment, and who is ever all-powerful. If one will correct himself on these discordant feelings, he will let the great I Am Presence flood his world with all perfection. If the individual will not correct himself, how can he ever gain the eternal victory? The I Am Presence is the all power of the universe to make this correction. Let the I Am Presence flow until it washes everything clean. When your attention is fixed firmly upon the I Am Presence, which you are, it is as though your body were a fine sponge through which this pure energy is pouring, cleansing it of all imperfection. If you will stop the discord, the stream of the I Am Presence automatically cleanses away all impurities. You thus have an unlimited power in your hands to intensify your right commands. Even from the scientific standpoint, knowing that the cells of the body are renewed in less than a year, if the discord could be shut off for 1 year, the mind and form would express eternal youth and perfection. Either from a sense of false pride or something, humanity will not face the truth that the cause is within themselves. The habit of always blaming the other fellow for what has happened to you is the thing that blinds you to the truth and prevents self-correction. A wonderful illustration of this is in the beautiful child form. Until the child is old enough to begin to register the discord about it, its body is beautiful and expresses perfection. This perfection of form would always be maintained if there did not enter into the consciousness of the child the discord of the outer world. There are those who would say to me, "What about the child that is born sickly and disturbed?" In most cases, that is a condition brought over from the preceding embodiment. Or in rare cases, where there is intense discord between the parents, this may be intense enough to register upon the child. But if you will notice in cases of that kind, as the child begins to grow and develop, it will show less and less of that disturbance. That is absolute proof the discord was not of its own creation, but was imposed upon it by the parents, because the soul was strong enough to rise out of it. In this particular point, one should understand the amazing conditions of suggestion by which individuals are constantly surrounded. For instance, let us take the environment and association of individuals who have been in the habit of going together. In that friendly association, each one is susceptible to the suggestion from the other. If it be discordant, then that association will be broken up sooner or later by one grand row. However, 75% of the individuals moving about in the outer world are not aware that they are taking on suggestion either from association, environment, or conditions outpictured before them. The correct attitude of the student who becomes aware of his I Am Presence is immediately to take the firm stand that I am invincibly protected against any imperfect suggestion. Thus, one can build about himself an atmosphere which will immediately repel all suggestions that seek to intrude, wherein there is a destructive element. I think it necessary to call your attention to your old copybooks, which said, "If at first you don't succeed, try, try again." There is no way to gain victory and dominion over limitation, except to keep at it until you accomplish it. If you question your accomplishment, you are postponing your victory that much longer. Those students who really begin to understand that in the recognition and use of their I Am presence, they have the universal power at their command, then they know it is impossible to fail in their application, because the more they use it, the more of its sustaining power they have. Every time you feel a Christ manifestation, say, I praise thee, and accept the light of thy presence, the full I Am activity. Take this attitude always, and then you shut the door to any undesirable creation from those who have passed on. Always remember that you are the master of what shall come into your thought world, and unless you realize that you are the master, you are susceptible to all kinds of thoughts and feelings. For others, know, I am the presence, taking everyone into their accomplishment. If you give attention to a condition of disturbance, you are giving power to something else but your I Am presence. Benediction. Thou mighty, infinite I Am presence, we rejoice in thy ceaseless outpouring, thy unfolding presence, protecting and governing the life of these beloved students. Help them to enter into the fullness of thy presence with no uncertainty, that they may bless mankind wherever they may be or go. Intensify thy wondrous light within the outer activity, that each one may become a great channel to heal, to bless, to prosper, and to enlighten.